Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Oh, yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. One last show with you. And then, Brad, do you know who's going to be filling in the rest of the week?
Yeah, Wiggins is back tomorrow, so it'll be me and Wiggins
awesome.
Tomorrow.
And you'll use that same intro.
Yep. And, Annie's back I think Wednesday next week. So
great. Well, it's always a complete honor when I'm asked to fill in on the Annie Fry Show. I always thoroughly enjoy it because it's so fun to work with you, Brad. It really is. And I like to hear Ethan complain about Wiggins. That's fun too.
Man, so he's great at it too. Watching those two go back and forth is just
so good.
Amazing.
All right. Well, yesterday we tried to social engineer a poll question for the YouTube page. It didn't work. We were close, but it didn't work. I wanted to see if we could put up a question where one answer gets 100% of the response. Didn't happen. I think we got 96% to 4% or something like that. So close. So we're not going to do that again. I don't know if it's even possible. What's the question on the YouTube poll today, Brad?
Well, the question is, do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Are you a conspiracy theorist? And we just have two options for you, yes or no. And rather than ask you to say why you voted yes or no, what we want you to do is jump in the chat and leave your favorite conspiracy theory in the chat. And if you have a good one, we'll read it on the air.
Sounds good. You'll start starring those and we'll watch you later. Sounds like it's going to be a fun end of the show today. I can't wait to see those. All right. A couple of things we want to get to. In fact, we do have a guest that's going to be coming up. Evan Brown, Fox News Radio national correspondent, is joining us. And I think we're going to talk some AI with him. And what we're seeing with it is the power consumption necessary in order to use the computers and the servers and everything else involved with it. Kind of an interesting look at it. So looking forward to having a conversation with Evan Brown. I saw this one story out of The Guardian. U.S. immigration officials push for increased detentions, including collateral arrests. And I wanted to read this very first opening line. Senior U.S. immigration officials over the weekend instructed rank-and-file officers to, quote, turn the creative knob up to 11 when it comes to enforcement, including by interviewing and potentially arresting people that are collaterals, according to the internal agency emails visited or viewed rather by The Guardian. So meaning that when it comes to some of these different arrests, some of them are going to be really easy, meaning judge had an order, person disobeyed the order, still stays in the country illegally. Now they're talking collaterals, meaning that if you go and investigate one of these people that are clear and obviously need to be removed from the country, if there's someone associated with them that also is eligible to be deported, then they're out of here too. So we're just going to take care of it now as opposed to waiting for it to stick around long. What do you think about the U.S. immigration officers in their more aggressive approach when it comes to immigration enforcement? Because if you go back, just Biden administration, it was super relaxed. Obama administration was more, not as relaxed as the Biden, but there was still deportations, people that were turned away.
I mean, in the Biden administration, they actually referred to the Biden administration as Obama administration. They called him the deporter in chief.
Yeah, because he did do a lot of that.
Yeah, he did a lot of it. I think this is a good thing. My understanding is what they're doing is they're looking at people. They go on these raids and they have a list of people that they're going after. We want person A, person B, and person C. But as they go on these raids, if they come across somebody that is also an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien, then they will get that person as well and send them on their way. So, yeah, more people out here. It was really bad under Joe Biden. How many million do they estimate?
Well, I tell you the quote-unquote numbers and what the realistic number is. Do you see numbers between 10 and 20 million? The number might actually be double than that. I don't think we know the full repercussion of what happened during that time. It could be 30 or 40 million people that came during President Biden, and that's not so great. You know, is there some comparison we can look at? You know how Donald Trump, I kind of think he's maybe 10% serious and 90% not when it comes to having Canada become the 51st state. I don't know how serious he is with that. I want to say 10-40, 10 being maybe he's leaving the door open, 90% Man. Not as serious. Am I wrong with that assumption? But my point with this being is with the Biden administration and the amount of people that were flooding the southern border from Mexico with literally no one trying to stop them, we're just allowing it to happen. Essentially, Mexico looked at us the way we look at Canada, meaning Mexico's like, hey, we're already one of this basically our 51st state. That's the way Mexico looked at the United States for the longest time. They essentially said, if there's nothing stopping me, this might as well be Mexico to me because I'm just going to freely walk in and use it that way. But going back to that, what do you think the seriousness is when it comes to the Canada thing?
Oh, I don't think it's very serious at all. It doesn't make much sense to do it. But I don't know. What did you say? I think it's like maybe 5% serious and everything else is okay. Just, you know.
I did 1090.
Yeah. I think that he's, I think he likes, you know, irritating the Canadians. I think it's fun to him to poke the Canadian bear a little bit and get them riled up. But I don't think he's serious about that. And also, some of the stuff that he brings up for them, talking about like it would be better for them economically and stuff like that. Yes, the United States economic policies would be way better for Canada than Canadian economic policies. I do think that there's some truth in what he says, but I don't see it as anything serious.
Yeah. You know, I look at some of this too. It says, if you go down this article from The Guardian regarding this, it involves handcuffs on wrist. It's probably worth pursuing. Officials were urged to increase apprehensions and think of tactics to push the envelope, one email said. The staff encouraged to come up with new ways of increasing arrests and suggesting them to superiors. So they're saying, wait, think out the box. What's the best way to apprehend people in this country legally? Now, this is written in a way, I think that the person that wrote this was like taken back by this, like they were appalled by the idea of enforcing immigration law to this extent. They thought basically immigration law was, we're just going to sit on the side of the banks of the river and we'll just cast a fishing net in there and then we'll just see what we catch up. But the Trump administration is like, we're going to go out there. We're basically going out. We're going through the whole river and we're going to find anything in there that shouldn't be. He's going a much broader approach to it, which doesn't surprise me. And is it necessarily a bad thing if you are here in the country illegally and you've broken our immigration laws and sometimes have been ordered, sometimes are going to be ordered, sometimes they don't even know you're here because the judge, you know, if you came in and you're just undocumented and they have no idea that you're in this country illegally, is it really a bad thing that immigration laws are enforced if you are caught accidentally? I don't think so.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's the game you play whenever you come to the country illegally. am I going to get away? We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Like, would it be worth it to be a fugitive? And essentially, that's what you are. You know, I know people say, oh, illegal immigration, they're not criminals. They are. They broke laws. You know, it is. They are a criminal. And if you get caught, you go back. And so I think that the idea that we would wrap people up in collateral raid as collateral deportations and raids is good. I think the word collateral is what gives people angst.
Yeah. What if, okay, let's say this. Let's say they are conducting a raid, and let's say they bust into a house during a raid, and they're looking for a specific person that overstayed or a judge told them to leave. And while they're in there, they find other illegal things, drugs, guns, things that shouldn't be. I don't think there should be anyone feeling bad if the person that's collecting other illegal things are also arrested or charged for the other things police officers find during these apprehensions. So this is essentially in the same vein. I mean, you don't want these immigration officers or police, whoever's in conducting these things, to just ignore all laws that are being broken if you're looking for one person, but happen to find a bunch of other laws that are being broken, especially ones that could lead to other death and destruction when we're talking drugs and guns. What about what's going on? There's a couple of stories in Michigan, and let me just bring this up. What is up with all of the terrorist stuff going on in Michigan right now? So this happened yesterday. Two Chinese nationals charged with smuggling in a potential fungus that would destroy crops. And the interesting thing is some of the links here at the University of Michigan have been caught multiple times now with Chinese nationals, people on visas studying or whatever it is, breaking the law in some very serious ways. We had another update, and I'll read this one here in a second, but the other update is we had someone from the University of Michigan illegally register to vote, illegally cast a vote during this last election. This became, you know, kind of show just how relaxed our laws are when it comes to the election. And they were also charged for fleeing the country before they can get any.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Repercussion. And then last year, too, we had people, students from the University of Michigan. When I say students, I say quote unquote, because that might not have been their primary function for being in the United States, that they're out there spying on military bases, but they're saying they're here on a student visa. This seems to be happening a lot. And in this most recent one where they flew in this fungus that is known to kill billions of dollars worth of crops worldwide every year, is coming into a place where the crops and the farmers are pretty much, they're already devastated by some of these disasters that come through here, let alone you release this fungus that can destroy the entire food source for so many different people. What's going on with this? And so many of them have ties to the Chinese party. They're getting connections to it because, like this one example with the fungus that was coming in, they said it was funded by the Chinese party. And coming in here and directing them what to do when they get in here for this sort of quote unquote research. But this is like bioterrorism, and this is happening over and over again. And I live here, and it's always from China, it seems like, and it's University of Michigan stuff, which I think plays into why there's so much attention going on to American universities right now that are bringing in people that have ties to the Chinese Communist Party that may be doing things like this in other places.
Yeah. We should not be surprised by this. We shouldn't be. China's goal is to supplant the United States as the world superpower. They believe that it is their divine right to be in charge of everything. And so whenever they look at the United States, they see a formidable adversary, and they're setting up, and they would be foolish not to do this, and I'm sure we're doing stuff like this also. You'd be foolish not to be setting up ways that you could undermine that country should things go to a shooting war. One of the biggest things you could do to the United States is destroy their food supply. You know, we also talked about, and the AG of Missouri has been talking about this as well, is Chinese land near Chinese farmland, or land purchased by the Chinese Communist Party near military bases and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that is all a threat. And then you see what happened with the drone attack in Ukraine or in Russia, how Ukraine got drones there. If the Chinese have farmland that they own just outside of military installations, where on earth could you launch a drone attack from? Like right there. Yep. So yeah, China wants to supplant the United States, and they want to set up a system so that they could take the United States out before a war really gets going, because they don't want to fight a fair fight. And neither would I. You know, I wouldn't want to fight a fair fight against China. So this is the actions and behaviors of an enemy nation, an adversarial nation that wants to supplant us.
I don't know if I'm trying to think back, and I don't recall. Maybe you've heard something about this. So when it came to the gain of function research that was going on in Wuhan and this coronavirus and the origination of it and all the lies that were told at the very start of it to try to deflect it. But we understand that the United States was funding this stuff, like Fauci was signing off and was very actively engaged in understanding of what was going on, which led to this virus. Did China ever blame the United States for starting this, like saying, hey, it was the United States and Fauci's research which started this global pandemic? Did China ever blame us for that?
I can't remember. They absolutely blamed us for it.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody looked at him like, well, you're crazy, because we know what you're doing here. You're trying to get the blame off of you, and so you're just going to blame us. But I remember that there were accusations that it came from a bio lab in North Carolina or something like that. There were some wild accusations coming from China.
Well, I know that I was saying that the sense of Wuhan, and if it wasn't for the United States, who knows if they would have been researching this with the funding of Fauci. But that's some pretty serious stuff there that Fauci has never really received enough criticism for, outside of Rand Paul, who has brought this sort of thing up. But here's the other thing, and this happened during the last election, and this just came out yesterday from the Attorney General office in Michigan. So Chinese national at the University of Michigan charged with illegally voting in the 2024 election. So you remember when this came out. So part of it was, what we find now is that this University of Michigan student used his student ID to register to vote. Now, tell me that shouldn't raise a couple of red flags, because that's not a proper form of identification that should be accepted in order to vote inside of elections, especially federal elections, because it doesn't prove you're a citizen in the United States eligible to vote. But they allowed it happening anyway. And by the way, Michigan's there's a big group of people that are trying to change the law so this stuff doesn't happen again. And of course, predictably, the Democrats are saying this is such a rare occurrence. There's no need to try to strengthen our voting laws. They're strong enough as it is. Now, keep in mind, the only reason they caught this person is because they voluntarily said, oops, I did it. I don't know if it's a big oopsie or not. So the person that was charged for voting when they were not allowed to vote was told, okay, you have to give us your visa or your passport, rather. We don't want you fleeing the country because we're going to charge you for this. And he said, fine. He handed it over. Well, the day before the inauguration, he flew to Shanghai because they gave him a phony passport anyway. So he's gone. And now who knows what'll happen. I don't think the United States is going to involve themselves with all the resources to get this person back. But it goes to show you, this is another connection to a Michigan university or a university here in the United States of America, Chinese Communist Party doing something illegally. And I know it's not as serious as bringing in this fungus that could kill our crops, but it's still a pretty serious offense. Yeah. And it shows that our laws are not up to date if you have a system that allows for something like this to happen and it goes unnoticed and counted. The person's vote counted.
Well, it's not just that. It's that, you know, you have the laws. You were telling me yesterday that you know, there are voter ID laws. You got to show your ID to vote. It's people not enforcing the laws and that are already on the books. That's a big deal too. You know, how did somebody look at this and say, ah, it's a student ID. We'll let him go.
Yep. Well, I know we don't have a lot of time. Edmund Brown's going to join us after the break. Is that right?
Yes.
We might have to play some clips later, but I'm Ryan Recker filling in for the Annie Fry Show. And I look forward to being with you here today one more time. If you want to reach the show, you know how to do it on the YouTube poll. Go and vote right now. I look forward to hearing some of your conspiracies there. Ooh, this will be fun. 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Annie Fry. And I know a lot of people are wooed and wowed by the things that artificial intelligence can do. I think every news network right now is showing their anchors as babies. That seems to be the major trend. But how does that happen? It takes a lot of computing power. And when you have a lot of computing power, you need a lot of energy. And joining us now is Fox News Radio national correspondent, Edmund Brown. Thanks for joining us here in St. Louis.
Good to be with you.
So this is an interesting story because I know that a lot of these companies talk about just the amount of power is necessary in order to generate even little prompts that people use on their phone. But there's some pretty strong computers behind every AI thing that's going out there. And I know that Facebook is a pretty progressive company. Why not just power this with solar and wind like they would suggest everyone else does?
Well, I think we've all learned at this point that solar and wind just doesn't cut it. And that's certainly a big part of this. And they are looking, making a very real and very hard look at what the future is going to look like. Their future, whether it's Meta or some of these other companies that are steeped into AI, Microsoft and OpenAI and even the X company under Elon Musk, they need to have a specific source of power to run these data centers. You're not going to be able to really do that with solar or wind. But one thing you could do it with that is affordable and cheap to operate and safe and plentiful is something that we've been ignoring in this country for quite a long time, decades really, and that is nuclear. It's very interesting that nuclear is now getting a new look by some of these companies who often are associated with a lot of left wing causes, especially having to do with the environment and whatnot. But here they are thinking of their business first and realizing that they do need to make sure that they will have access to power and that the U.S. doesn't necessarily make enough power to power everything, including these data centers. Meta has formed an agreement with Constellation Energy of Illinois to pay for the operation of one of its nuclear reactors in its facility in the city of Clinton, Illinois, for the better part of 20 years. And in exchange for that, they will get energy credits so that they can probably in the form of like a tax break somewhere so they can pay for the amount of power they're going to pull off the grid and at the same time have another generating station actually operating to make the power that they would need. So that this is certainly, I think, a win-win for everyone. Constellation gets to keep a generating station going that they were going to be shut, or a reactor that they were going to be shutting down. Keeping it operational means jobs. It means more power to the grid. For Meta, the Facebook company, it means ensuring that they will likely have the power they need to do what they want to do while they ready the next step, and that is to really build their own power plants with next-generation nuclear technology, where you can build smaller footprint reactors and generators on the nuclear technology that they can operate themselves, or share with a smaller community.
And I know that even as governments look back at the mistakes they made giving up on nuclear, and I want to use the word propaganda, some of the fears and the scares did not outweigh the benefits and the clean nature of it. I know there's waste involved with nuclear, but all things considered, given all of our power sources, cheap and safe and effective and clean too. But further north, they have the Palisades plant in Michigan that they're reopening after they shut it down. And I think governments, and this is, keep in mind, Democratic governments that are looking at this and coming around to it. It's not just like conservatives. These are Democrats. These are bipartisan. They understand the value of the nuclear.
Well, there is a lot of value for it, and you get a lot out of it more than you put into it. We do need to build newer reactors. We haven't built a new reactor in this country in a very, very long time. So the ones we have operating are operating, but they are ancient. We could be more efficient with an energy system that is efficient to begin with. Think about it. We have nuclear reactors aboard submarines that power the submarine. So we know how to build small reactors. Enough to power a submarine or an aircraft carrier. That's not a small boat. So we have the ability to do that. Why couldn't we do that on land? It might not be able to power a mega metropolis, but maybe it could power a large corporate campus with a data center or a small community with a data center. Think about the energy independence that comes from that. And yes, there were always concerns of safety. And I think if you are of a certain age, you might remember Three Mile Island. But I think in our collective silly imagination, we've somehow equated Three Mile Island with Chernobyl. And that's just not fair. That two very, very different things. It's not, Three Mile Island wasn't even like a Fukushima scenario. We have a very good safety record in this country, and we know what happened with Three Mile Island and how to avoid that in the future. So I think, and as you mentioned, the waste, the waste is very containable. It's not, spewing carbon into the air. The waste is something that's very solid for the most part. So, there's a real renewed look at nuclear, and it probably will gain a lot of momentum in the coming years. And especially because, as we began this conversation, wind and solar just didn't pan out. You're not going to power major things with solar. I'm in Florida, where we are perhaps maybe the only state that could power your average home with solar, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Well, part of two, and I'm a fan of Back to the Future.
If you can afford it, building your own system at home is expensive. You have to maintain it. And if it gets damaged, that's on you. So solar isn't really all that affordable for a lot of people.
Well, I was going to mention with Back to the Future, I'm holding out hope for the Mr. Fusion that I can put on my car that gives me where I can throw banana peels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll be able to use that for energy. I think, and Evan Brown joining us, Fox News Radio. So this really does show, I think, a commitment to artificial intelligence in the long run. They understand there's this computing power. Like if you go back maybe 5 years, it was individuals moving to towns that had cheap energy so they can mine for Bitcoin because they thought that was going to be the future. And now, that drew so much energy. You don't see these major companies trying to up their power consumption to mine for cryptocurrency. They're all using it for the artificial intelligence side because they realize the demand is going to be there and they got to get onto it now.
AI can be used to mine for crypto. You see, AI is the new brain power, and this is very sci-fi, and yes, it can be scary, considering that most of the movies that we've seen have not ended well for humans, but we are in a phase where we are discovering exactly what AI can do for us, and it can do a lot. It can simplify a lot of tasks. Now, yes, for the average person, okay, you're using it to make funny pictures to post on social media. That's not really what AI is going to be doing for us in the long term. Yes, it can help you organize your email and maybe even your business. But what about when it can start simplifying computation so that, let's say, pharmaceutical engineers can develop better medicines more quickly because some of the legwork is being done by trusted AI? Yes, it's verified by humans, but a lot of that work that could take years is somehow reduced to a week. That's groundbreaking. But we need the computing power for that, and that takes up a lot of resources and of course, energy. And so that's where we're at.
And if you're going to time travel, you're going to need that energy, too. And well, how about this with like the artificial intelligence and the AI? You're right. It's people posting videos online of them as a baby. And I see all the different networks and television shows that are taking advantage of this sort of thing. But we were talking about this before the show, even the Annie Fry show here, and producer Brad will take the video that we run on YouTube, and he has an AI website he goes to, and they'll do all the video edits for you. They'll zoom in on your face to make it look like you're a multi-camera when you weren't. And it, all of these things are done. And this doesn't necessarily take the job of someone else, but it gives him the opportunity to do something there is no one to do. And it makes it even better, and it improves the value of the show online. And I think there's smart.
I'll give you a great example. You know, once I had to record a press conference for radio, and the weather was bad. It was raining, and there was a buzz on my recording. And for those of us who work in radio know that that's, you know, you can't use that recording. It sounds like, you know, awful. It sounds junk.
Yeah.
I was able to put it through an AI filter that could do what I could do in real time, bit by bit. But, you know, a 12-second soundbite, millisecond by millisecond, would have taken me probably a year to complete, to clean it up, which would defeat the purpose of news. It did it in, you know, about 30 seconds. It ran it through millisecond by millisecond through an equalizer, making sure that it was eliminating out the bad sound and keeping the good sound, and it produced something that was very crystal clear. That allowed me to focus on something else or use something I thought was unusable for my work. So that's a way that AI has been able to be helpful in my small, you know, microcosm here. But
yeah,
again, apply this to medicine, apply this to advanced, theoretical physics. I mean, now all of a sudden you're getting somewhere.
Yeah, or people can post videos of Donald Trump saying that he's going to resurrect velociraptors so immigration enforcement could use them at the border. Did you see that video and some things that people are doing that look so realistic that you can't tell the difference?
You have to have some fun. Come on. Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. I don't know if you saw that one, but people are doing some really creative
things.
One,
but I've seen so many of them, you know, just in the past couple of months alone, what people are doing. It's hysterical. But again, it's doing the work a human video editor or animator, even using digital tools.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It would have taken probably a year. You know, there was, I forget where it was. I just saw it about a half an hour ago, but there's an article about from a movie producer saying that with AI, they can take the footage that was filmed on a set and create alternate camera angles, just like you were talking about. They can edit action scenes to make them less dramatic or gruesome. And they can take an R-rated film down to a PG version, you know, in just a couple seconds and have two versions of the same film.
Well,
think about
then, if you think about the applications for reality and how that can change people's perceptions, are you scared as a veteran in the news world that one day you might be fallen prey to some of that and get the wrong impression?
I have to keep my eyes and my ears out for it. I don't retweet, you know, something that looks like a controversial video or something like that, because I just don't know if it's real, you know, unless we've had a way to verify it somehow. I'm just not going to, I don't repost them or anything like that, because, you know, we just don't know unless we have some kind of verification if it was in fact true. A true representation of what was, happening at the time. So, it's very easy to fool people now. And there are bad actors that have been doing that with lesser technology already. So this technology kind of gives them an even better, evil tool for that matter. And we have to be vigilant.
All right. So if people want to look you up online because you are keeping a close eye on what's real and what's not, where can they go?
Well, I'm on X at foxebenbrown.com, FOXEBENBROWN.
And we enjoy your reports and all the work that you do. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio national correspondent, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Brad, I don't know if you could send Eben Brown the Velociraptor video. It's so funny.
I can tag him I can tag him in it.
All right. I look at that and I say, that is so realistic that if I were watching that with the sound off, I wouldn't be able to tell. If I was just looking at it on a phone, when you have a small video and a lot of people consume their media on a phone, you don't sometimes catch the nuances of what AI, the artifacts and things that would be left over. I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. And even listening to it, it had to be headphone for me to hear some of the wobbly nature of the generated Trump voice. If it wasn't for that, this would have looked, dead on realistic in that sense.
I think back to the Will Smith spaghetti video. Do you remember that? There was a video that came out in like 2022. Well, that AI, they've constantly been working on it since 2022, and they re-released it, and you can't tell that it's not real.
I know.
It's
why
amazing.
Will Smith, though?
I don't know.
Why did they choose Will Smith?
I don't know.
All right. Good old Evan Brown. I'm so glad we had him on, and he's very good at what he does. Coming up after the break, did you see the story about the intruder at Mar-a-Lago and what he wanted?
No, this very is new to me. This is new this to is, me.
Let me put it this way. There's some crazy things that happen in the world. I don't think this guy was necessarily in his right mind. So let's talk about the guy that scaled and jumped into Mar-a-Lago. What did he want? We'll talk about that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. So did Mark Reardon pick the music for this afternoon, or was it Ethan picking the music?
Still
that
Ethan.
Sounds like a Mark Reardon song, if I know Mark Reardon.
Well, Ethan helps produce Reardon's show, and so I'm sure some of that stuff will make it over. That is actually a new song to the Annie Fry Show today.
Oh, okay. Well, nice. Well, there's a story, and a lot of people are reporting it. I just happened to go to the TMZ version of it. A Texas man was arrested after breaching the wall at Donald Trump's Florida resort, telling police he was there to marry the president's granddaughter. So he said, man. His 23-year-old Anthony Reyes was taken into custody shortly after midnight on Tuesday by Secret Service agents who claim he triggered perimeter alarms at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. He told police he climbed the wall to spread the gospel to the president and marry, is it Kai? Is that how you say the granddaughter's
Kai,
name?
Kai, yeah.
Referring to the president's 18-year-old granddaughter, who's the daughter of Donald Trump Jr. He was booked to jail, $50,000 bond set, multiple conditions, including no contact with the Trump family, including Kai. Reyes already has pled not guilty. So he just wanted to marry the president's granddaughter.
That's a strange thing. That is incredibly, I don't know. Kai has been doing a really good job of making, social media posts and stuff like that. She's really walking in her grandfather's legacy and kind of carrying on that showmanship thing. But man, whenever you do that, you've got to be careful for the crazies, because the crazies are always out there.
Yeah, especially when you're a female, it seems that brings out even more crazies. So are you telling me you don't love your wife as much to climb the walls at Mar-a-Lago and get arrested from Secret Service? Do you love your wife to do that much, go that far?
What I'm telling you is I don't think that would help me win my wife's heart.
Probably wouldn't.
You know, neither.
Further away.
Well, who was it? The guy, Jody Foster and Ronald Reagan, the guy that assassinated or
attempted. Hinckley, yeah.
Yeah, he did that because he was trying to get Jody Foster's attention. It's just wild to me.
I know. And, you know, what do they call him? It's Hinckley, but he was allowed to get out of jail. He's been living free doing country music the last couple of years. It's crazy talk that you can attempt to assassinate the president of the United States, actually get him. I mean, you shoot him with a bullet. And when it came to the Brady that was there, too, he ended up dying from those injuries decades later. But still, you can be released from prison and rehabilitated after all of that. Are you kidding me? I can't believe they let him out.
Yeah, it's wild.
So this person, Anthony Reyes, I'm telling you, if you're listening right now and you think this grand gesture stuff's a good idea, I'm telling you it is not. Anyone that may be listening or trying to impress a female, I'm telling you, this does not work. I would think, too, that there's probably a high probability that this suspect never met Kai Trump. So this would have been like the first impression.
Yes.
Running there.
It's one of those things where it's like all you know about them is what they do on social media and stuff like that. And you feel like you know them and they have no idea who you are.
And he probably watched the Mario movie when it came out and he thought he was Mario and she was Princess. Remember that scene when he Mario makes it to the Magic Kingdom or whatever, the Mushroom Kingdom, and he's like running through there and I got to see the princess. And he's like, you know, all these people are trying to chase him down. I'm guessing it looked very similar to that.
Yeah.
That would have been the AI filter version of what actually happened that day. They were to film it and make it into something
insane.
Else. Right. You know, the other thing, did you see the Colorado terror suspect? There's more details on what happened there. So the New York Post put this out. Colorado terror suspect Mohammed Soleiman accidentally set himself on fire to start an attack in the new video show. So I think that's why he didn't have a shirt on, because he accidentally set his shirt on fire.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that makes sense. You know what, though? It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I saw the video on Fox News the other earlier, right before the show went on the air. And, like, whatever he did, he lit himself like it was a fireball. He was on fire from his waist up. And I was like, oh, that's a shame.
You ever seen those people? And it's like drunk frat boys that say, I'm going to get a flaming shot or whatever. and they light their Everclear, whatever the stuff that's going to poison their body is. They light it on fire and they think they're just going to take the shot and the fire will go away when it's in its mouth. But what they ultimately do is spill the alcohol yes. all across their mouth. So their whole mouth is on fire and they get like third degree burns on their face, probably for the rest of their life because of that stupid decision they made while drinking that garbage. So when I saw the photos of him with his shirt off, it didn't look like he had too many burns on him. He probably got the, but how disorienting is that? Like you're just like minding your own business. You're doing this walk against terrorists and Hamas. And you look over and there's a dude on fire and you're like, whoa, what's going on there? I hope he's okay. And next thing you know, the dude on fire is throwing fire at other people and trying to kill people. And now what, 15 injured and plus a dog.
Are they at 15 now?
That's what Fox News said at the top of the hour there. So that number is now higher, man. And we got a couple minutes here. There's a few clips I wanted to revise, some things that I wanted to do at the top of the hour, but we didn't get a chance to. And in going back to look at immigration, U.S. immigration officials push to increase detentions, including collateral arrests. And keep in mind, this person overstayed their visa. So I'm guessing they probably would have been on a list, too, if ICE would have got to them first. Maybe these 15 people that were hurt because of this maniac firebombing people would have been out of the country before that happened. But I wanted to play a clip for you. And this was where was that clip number? I'm sorry, I think it's six. Yeah. Hakeem Jeffries threatens to dox ICE officials. So you have people out there, the ICE officials that are out there actively looking for people that have deportation orders or maybe here illegally. And this is what Hakeem Jeffries wants to do. This clip six.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified.
Oh boy, what do you think he means by that?
Well, I think I don't understand what he's doing or what he thinks he's doing. I know that he thinks he's getting a political win out of this, but the reason these ICE officers are wearing masks is to protect themselves and their families from the crazy people out there, which we have seen. There is a problem with violence on the left. We have seen that. It is very clear. They are protecting their identities from those people so that their family doesn't get attacked, because there are people on the left that find what the ICE officials are doing as reprehensible. And Hakeem Jeffries going out there and saying, hey, we're going to reveal who these people are to you. They're not doing this. The ICE agents aren't doing this out of maliciousness or anything like that. They're doing this out of their safety because of the environment that the politicians have created for them. And then Hakeem Jeffries goes out there in front of all the media and says, we're going to reveal who they are. This isn't 1939 Germany. Man, stop. You're making things worse. He's throwing gasoline on the fire. It's terrible.
He is certifiably insane if he thinks that if you start doxing these people, nothing's going to happen to them. I mean, that is inciting violence against these individuals, the way that he's trying to set this up. Let me put it this way. Remember when people were keying Teslas and vandalizing cars? And that was randomly because they hated the person that manufactured the vehicle, because they hated Elon Musk. What do you think is going to happen if the individuals that are part of the ICE enforcement, if their identities are put out in a way that a leader is telling them that the repercussions are needed for enforcing immigration law? What do you think are going to happen to them and their families? So I'm gonna say this, and I'm not advocating for this, but I'm just saying this. What do you think would happen to me if I were to go out into a protest where there's a lot of angry people on the right, and I held up a sign and said, Hakeem Jeffries, here's his home address where his family lives. And I try to aggravate the crowd to say, everybody, look, this is someone you don't like. Here's his home address. It's right over here. I'll give you instructions where to go. What do you think would happen to me?
You would
that's essentially what he's doing.
Yeah, you would be on the front page of every liberal news outlet about how right-wingers are calling for violence. They would be talking about Nancy Pelosi's husband and all this other stuff. And they would be talking about the dangers that you present. You would be investigated by the FBI. You'd be investigated by the CIA. You'd be investigated by any agency that could. Capitol Police, I don't know if their jurisdiction would extend to that. But yeah, you would be in charge, or you would be in trouble of all that.
Yeah, and that's what he's advocating. That's what he, and that type of rhetoric is what he's advocating for. So let's be real clear. What he's saying there is not good. And keep in mind, when you look at these 80-20 issues, this is the 20 that Jeffries really wants to stand on that hill with. And I'm telling you, this is dangerous stuff. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and we got a couple more hours. Go vote in our YouTube poll if you haven't done that already. I would like to know about some of these conspiracy things. It's a very interesting poll question. And you could be absurd and funny. I don't care. If you think peanut butter and jelly are alien food, go ahead and tell me. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.